It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining me this morning on the WBEN Liveline is Ken Turner, Regional Director, Regional Disaster Officer for the American Red Cross. And Major John Locke will be with us from the Salvation Army in a couple of minutes. Let me start with you, Ken. We're still coming to grips with the scope and extent of Hurricane Helene, one of the strongest storms in years. You are already deploying volunteers from this region. What does that look like?
That is correct. This is a very devastating storm that came through, as you said. Our deployment of our volunteers, we have 18 people who are on the ground and several others that are en route that are Western New Yorkers, providing comfort and care to the survivors of this storm. They have been trained in many different things. In mass care, so sheltering, ensuring people that have safe havens, and providing food for them. We have our emergency response vehicles that will be going in the various neighborhoods as communities begin their cleanup efforts and recovery, providing food, providing drinks, having our licensed disaster mental health workers and our client caseworkers going out, speaking to the survivors and beginning the recovery process.
You know, Ken, where specifically are you focusing your efforts?
Actually, our efforts are where the community members need it. So it's all across Carolinas, it's in Georgia, and it's in Florida. One of the good things is, with the American Red Cross, is that we're a national organization and all of our training is done in a standardized approach and people are trained before they're deployed. So when they go there, they're working off of one sheet of music. So we're an American organization helping the American people.
Hey, real quickly, before I switch over to Major Locke, where and how can Western New Yorkers help the Red Cross?
They can help in three major ways. First and foremost, consider volunteering for us. And they can either call 1-800-RED-CROSS or www.redcross.org. Consider a financial donation. They can go to redcross.org, as I said, or text Helene to 90999. And the last way that they can help is roll up their sleeve and give the gift of life by donating blood.
Ken, thank you. I appreciate it. Ken Turner, Regional Disaster Officer, American Red Cross. Major John Locke of the Salvation Army in Buffalo is joining me now. Major, you have served in disaster situations before. Let us know what's happening with the Salvation Army and the effort that you're undertaking now.
Well, right now, we're in the various areas that have been most hard hit in Georgia, in Florida, in the Carolinas, even into Kentucky, where some of the areas were hit. One of our local staff, John Hagelberger, who's our director of operations, you know, his regular job is just our day-to-day work here. But he has been deployed to Vidalia, Georgia, And it's in a small community that has been really hit by the wind of the hurricane. It's almost every property has been affected in some way in that town. And so he is there serving. They're doing their best to serve meals at this point. They're serving over thousands. It's a small community, and they're serving over 3,000 meals a day. It's probably more today.
You know, getting supplies in to some of those areas is the greatest challenge, right? There's so many places are cut off.
It really is. And that's why, sometimes, when people ask, why is it you're just looking for monetary donations? And that's my own experience from New York City in the aftermath of 9/11 really taught me that. As I was there at a staging center in New York City, and people just wanting to give and items coming in by the truckload with no places for them to go. It was well-meaning, but obviously monetary donations are the most effective because for the long term, as situations change, as needs change, it's easier to use the monetary donations. And all that are given specifically for this reason, for this disaster, go to that. I just want the public to know that when you give to the Salvation Army for the disaster, if you designate it for the disaster, it all goes for the disaster work.
The recovery, you kind of pointed out there, it's going to be long. This is not going to be a quick response and you're done.
That is very true. This is going to be years and years for these communities to come back.
And then what is the best way for people to help out the Salvation Army with this effort?
It really is through the monetary gift. You can call the Salvation Army 1-800-SAL-ARMY, that's 725-2769, or online give.helpsalvationarmyusa.org.
Excellent. All right, Major, thank you, and keep us updated.
Thank you, Susan. We really appreciate that.
Of course, that's Major John Locke of the Salvation Army in Buffalo. Before that, Ken Turner with the Regional Office of the American Red Cross.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.